The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Thursday, July the 14th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at what is a very good card tonight at Leopardstown for us. Seven races beginning at 5:55 all the way through to the concluding contest, which is at 9 o'clock. Of course, the big race is 8 o'clock, which is the Group 3 World Stakes, which has brought together a decent field, of course, including UK Raider from the Roger Charlton stable, Decorated Knight, putting a bit of spice onto that particular race.
Race 1.
But we begin with a two-year-old contest where the most likely winner here is Sportsmanship, trained by Aidan O'Brien, colt by Warfront, Sarah the Moment, of course, who ran a nice race first time up at the Curra behind Grand Coalition, one of Johnny Murta's, and then stepped up on that with an excellent performance of the day down in Nace, albeit got beaten by a horse of Dermot Wells called Fiery Speech. The time figure of that race suggested that that is a decent bit of two-year-old form, plus the fact the ground wouldn't have necessarily suited this horse being by that Sire Warfront. You'd have to say it was a very commendable effort from Aidan O'Brien's charge. And in a race that won't take a great deal of winning, the fact that he's got his quick ground tonight and he's got a bit of experience under his belt, I'd expect Sportsman to get off the mark at the third time of asking in race number one.
Race two.
On to the second of the two-year-old maidens then. And the one that stands out here on form is Drake Passage from the John Ox stable. A stable, of course, that hasn't been firing on all cylinders in the early part of the season due to a bit of a virus, but they are beginning to turn the corner on the evidence of recent times. And I thought this gelding ran really well, as I said, first time up here over the course and distance behind one of Dermot Wells, who was a bit of a shock winner, went the way of Chorus and Converter. But there has been a winner out of the race, and that winner was the third horse, Eagle Spirit, who won for us next time out and didn't run too badly at Killarney the other night. So I think that form's okay. The only slight negative I could find with Drake Passage is that he hasn't got a particularly favourable draw in stall number 12. But the good thing is, the good news is that he has a bit of experience, and hopefully, because there'll be a one or two slowly away and jostling for position early on in these tier-off events, he might be able to overcome that to outside pitch. Yes, there are one or two other interesting horses in the race, such as Rome to Rome, who ran quite well at Listowel the other day, and the experienced Slaney Street, who performed okay on the ground that wouldn't have suited him last time out at Roscommon. But to all intents and purposes, Drake Passage is most definitely the one to beat here. He's got similar conditions, same C and D, so there's no real reason why we shouldn't expect a big run from him there.
Race number three.
On to race number three then, which is a 7 furlong maiden for the three-year-olds. Likely to be up there in the betting here is Seville Star, who rather agonisingly got beat the other day down in Navan. He looked all over the winner, only to get run out of it by Coffee in the latter stages, which was a bit of a bolt out of the blue. Interesting that this horse, I can't quite believe my eyes really, if that is correct in the Racing Post, he's been gelded since that run. My goodness me, he must be some patient to only come back off the canvas after 6 or 7 days after that operation, if that is the case. Like I say, I'm not sure whether that's a Racing Post mistake or he might have been gelded before that run at Navan, but either way, he'd be interesting to see how he gets on tonight. But being as he's such a short price, I'm going to go with a horse against him here in the shape of Military Hill, who ran a notable race on his seasonal reappearance in quite a strongly run race back in the middle of June behind a horse called Midnight Crossing from the Edward Lynham camp. Now, the winner's gone on to run really well in a group race down in Listowel the other night. In Killarney the other night, finishing fourth, I think. The second horse, Time to Reason, has won a couple of races subsequently. The time figure suggests it was really good. The repeat of that performance should see John Murphy's charge in the frame at the absolute minimum here. And from a good draw with the ground and riding exactly the same, I'll make this one quite a strong bet on the card here tonight in the 6:55. So a good solid each way bet there in the shape of Military Hill.
Race 4.
Right, moving on to the 7:25 then. This is the first of the handicaps, and the Apprentices take centre show here. We've got several horses here with chances, such as Sufouf and Corbus and Almada. Obviously, one last time out at Limerick. Sufouf, just a little bit concerned whether this horse will get the trip or not. Most of her form has been over 5 and 6 furlongs. The tongue tie's on for the first time for Kevin Prendergast filly, and she has had 8 attempts so far. So, albeit I do think she'll go well, as a form figure suggests, not necessarily sure I want to be parting my money one with her. Corbus has got a really good record here at this track, so he's definitely worth more than a second look. Only out the frame once in 6 starts and 2 wins in a 3-win career. But the only problem is, first time out is not necessarily the right time to catch Richard Brabazon's charge. 15th of 18, 18th of 23 and 14th of 14 are his last three seasonal reappearance figures. So, as you can see by those numbers, not a great deal of confidence that this 7-year-old can win first time out. So I'm left with really one to go with here, and that's All in One from the Brendan Duke stable, filly by Bush Ranger, who ran an excellent race here 2 starts ago behind Zeb Gray and Mr. Ormsby. Looked the most likely winner as well on that occasion, sweeping to the front with a furlong to run, only just to get run out of it close home. So obviously the mile just stretched her on that occasion. Went to Tipperary the other night and once again didn't quite get home over the extended mile, 7 furlongs on rain-softened ground. But back to Leopardstown, dropping back down in trip with Daniel Redmond back on board on ground that should suit. This horse, who has gone really well at this track now 3 times, should go really, really well yet again. So All in One, quite a strong choice there in the 7:25.
Race 5.
Right, on to the big race of the night then, which is the Group 3 Meld Stakes, which has brought together a really star-studded lineup here tonight. We've got the Cambridgeshire winner, the Royal Hunt Cup winner, Portage, who's off the back of 2 wins so far this season. His time figures are good, he's on a bit of a roll, he loves fast ground, he should stay the trip no problem, he's won a mile and a quarter, he's got tactical speed for a mile, he's got a great draw. He's a worthy market leader and he's the most likely winner, there's no doubt about that. He does face stiff opposition, though, however, in the shape of Decorated Knight, who chased home Tullius in a very fast time in a Group 3 contest at Epsom last time we saw him. He's very much got his ground, and of course he beat John Smith's winner, Educate, on his previous run at Goodwood, so his credentials are there for all to see. But, however, at the prices this morning, I'll be very keen on a double-figure quote for Tennessee Wildcat. Now, Joe Lyons' charge has got a little bit to find on the official figures with the likes of Decorated Knight and Portage, I can see that. But the beauty about this horse, he absolutely adores Leopardstown. He's shipped up here 3 times. He's won once and finished second twice. Now, those 2 seconds have come on his last 2 runs. He just got run out of it by Foxtrot Charlie the time before. And last time out, he looked like he was going to win until Quatari Hunter came on the scene in the final furlong. Now, Quatari Hunter's on the right upward curve at the moment from the Jim Bolger stable, so there was no disgrace to get beaten by him giving weight. And he's got everything set fair for him tonight. He's got good ground, he's got quick ground tonight. It's not just good ground, it'll be really quick here tonight. He's got a nice turn of foot, good cruising speed. Could have done with a better draw, but that's the only negative. So I'd expect Tennessee Wildcat at the very least to give us a decent run for our money, and therefore he rates a decent each way bet there.
Race number 6.
On to the 8:30, which is a listed race. Now, we've got one or two real improvers in this contest, most notably the fillies. Aura Tara is the one that stands out here. She comes off the back of a hat-trick, beginning at Tipperary. Then she went through to the Apprentice Derby at the Curragh and won that in convincing fashion. And then on ground, that wouldn't have necessarily suited her. I thought she was really impressive the other day to beat one of Aidan O'Brien's Immortal Bridge down in Roscommon, staying on very strongly in the latter stage. Now, that's the key to this horse, stamina in an absolute abundance. So I think the step up to mile 6 tonight will be right up her street. Anna O'Brien, who's on tonight, has got a good chance to shine here on a filly that she gets on really well with. I just think she's in a really good place at the moment, Aura Tara, even though she's up against Alvina and Avenante, or obviously I tipped last time out the Curra. I'd still expect Aura Tara to put it up to them there, maybe complete the 4-timer.
Final race.
On to the final race then, at the 9 o'clock, which is a mile and a quarter contest, a handicap, and I'm really been impressed by Escape Paradise's performances of late. Although he only won a claim of 2 starts ago, he's improved remarkably since then. Excellent third in a red hot handicap at Navan the time after behind Keona Nog, race which has worked out well. 5 subsequent winners out of that race, good time figure as well. And then he really blitzed up the other day at Ballinrove, travelled really well in behind the pace, quick and smartly, and got the job done in emphatic fashion, once again in a very, very fast time. The horse has certainly got racking up the numbers. Hopefully he'll handle the track, and the Jessica Harrington team continue in good form. So Escape Paradise is definitely the one to consider in the final race. Well, just a quick recap then of the selections here tonight at Leopardstown. There are 7 of them. Starting with Sportsmanship in the first. Drake Passage sets a reasonable standard for the rest to follow in the 6.25, and he's the choice there. Military Hill is the each-way pick in the 6.55. All in One, following that good course and distance run 2 starts ago. Back in Trip is the choice in the Apprentice Handicap. Tennessee Wildcat is the each-way pick in the 8 o'clock in the Meld Stakes. I do think he'll go really well. Aratara is on a bit of a roll for connections in the 8.30 and will be the choice then. And the final race, Escape Paradise, arrives here in fantastic form, and hopefully that form will continue for the concluding contest. Thanks very much for listening to the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm not sure whether there'll be one tomorrow, because I do think one or two of those Irish meetings clash, so there's a good chance that the next podcast will be on Sunday morning, so do tune in then.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.